Right.
Okay. Today's Daf Yud Beis. We're on the top of, after the first word of Daf Yud Beis. Just one Hosafa. Somebody called me yesterday, someone who I never met, who listened to the Daf, and he called to tell me that he had Pshat in Dasan and Aviram. Right, we asked yesterday, why did Dasan and Aviram, if they were Rishayim from Tchila, then why didn't they die in the Magas Bechoros, like all the other Rishayim? If they were Rishayim later on, I understand. So why didn't it? So he said he didn't remember who it was, but he heard because they had a love of Eretz Yisrael. They were very hoping to go in, so that saved them. Then when the story with Korach happened, Hashem said, "All right, enough is enough." But at least for that reason alone, they were spared. Okay, it's better than we thank them. We thank people for their comments. And okay, today's Daf Yud Beis. So we're in the middle of the discussion about the mistake that Achashverosh made regarding the 70 years, and Belshazzar made her. First he made a mistake, and then Achashverosh made a mistake. Tanya Nami Hachi, another brisa, v'od shana acheres lebavel, there was another year that we had to give to Bavel, v'oma Daryavesh v'shlima, and Daryavesh came in and was Maslam that year. So Rashi goes through a very complicated why there was a year missing, and we said yesterday there were overlapping years. So if you go through the cheshbon, it's very complicated. It's one year that we have to make up because it was really 69 years. So it was overlapping issues, and Dayavish filled up the year. Amar Rava says, Af Daniel ta'a b'hai chushbana. Even Daniel made a mistake with this cheshbon. Tiksiv, because it says, B'shnas achas l'malcho, in the first year of his reign, Ani Daniel binosi b'svarim. I was cheshboning out to figure out how long the Gaulus is going to last. Binosi, since it says he was thinking about it, Michlal Dita. It's obviously made a mistake. So Rashi here says, no, Rashi doesn't say it. Some of the Mepharshim say he made the same mistake as Belshazzar. He cheshbined the 70 years from Nebuchadnezzar's reign, which is like 18 years off. Others say that no, Daniel didn't make such a mistake. He wouldn't have made such an 18-year mistake. He made the mistake of not overlapping the years. So he was a couple of years off, two, three, maximum. Not that he was 18 years off. It's a few years off. Okay. Either way, Mikal Makom Kashu Kra Ahadadi. There's a stira. Why? Ksiv, because it says in Yirmiyahu Melaos Lebavel, from the when Bavel has its fill, which is Mashma. That the 70 years does begin from Malchus Bavel, not from the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Uksiv, and it says, L'charvos Yerushalayim. That's Daniel, to the destruction of Yerushalayim. So which one is it? So Amar Rava, no. The really, it's from the 70 years of the destruction. So what's Yirmiyahu doing there? What does that mean? That means, L'pekida ba'alma, just to remember, it's a remembrance. Meaning, when Belshazzar died, and Daryavesh took over, Koresh took over, they started letting Jews go back. The Beis HaMikdash was not built yet. 7 years were not over. But it was a turning point. After 52 years, it was a turning point. The Hainu Diksiv, and that's why it says in the Pasuk, Ko Amar Koresh Melech Pras. So said Koresh, the king of Persia, Ko Mamlachos Ha'aretz Nasan Li Hashem Alakei Hashemayim, V'hu Poked Alai Livnos Lo Beis B'Yerushalayim. Right, that Koresh realized that he had the power now to allow them to return to Yerushalayim. Darash of Nachman Bar Chista, my dichtiv, what does it mean in the Pasuk? Komar Hashem l'mishicho l'Koresh. So said Hashem to Koresh the Mashiach. So Rashi says, before we get to Rashi, Asher hechazakti b'yameinu, right? So the Gemara says, v'chi Koresh Mashiach haya. Was Koresh, doesn't mean he was a Mashiach. Was he anointed like a Jewish king with special anointing oil? That Hashem calls him that. Ella, no, that's not what it means. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Mashiach. Hashem is talking to Mashiach. And he says, Kovel ani lecha al Koresh. I'm upset with Koresh. Rashi says, based on the truck of that pasuk, there's a space or a certain kind, I don't know what the truck is. Rashi says that, the Rashi of Kovel ani, Komar Shalom Mashiach Kosher Chazakti Bi. Who Yivnez Basi Trey Kroik? One second. Here it is. Shein Lucha Tam Zarka B'Mikra Shein Segel Ba'Akrov. You never have a Zarka with a Segel without a Segel following it. V'kan Nenakad L'Mashiach B'Zarka U'Lekorish Nenakad B'Mayrich. I don't know what a Mayrich is. I don't know what that is. But whatever it is, I don't know, anyone know what that is? It's a Meirich. I don't know. So, but the point is that based on the trap, there's a break between the word Mashicho and Koresh. So it doesn't flow together. So Hashem's not talking, calling Koresh an anointed king. No, he's talking to Mashiach. And he says, Mashiach, I'm upset with Koresh. Why? Because he told me, I told him that he has the power to build the Beis HaMikdash and to ingather all the exiles. And he said, who wants to do it? Meaning, he delegated it, and it never got done. But I gave him the authority to do it, I gave him the wherewithal, and it never materialized. Why does Hashem tell Mashiach this? That's a big question. So there's a Rashba, believe it or not, a Rashba that says that the Deschat of the Geula, and it's just very, 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 very esoteric, that somehow Koresh is building the Beis HaMikdash could have been some kind of Geula, lost in love with Mashiach's time. And he was upset that Koresh missed the opportunity, and we're all suffering for that. Nothing more I can say than that. Fine. Next in the Megillah. Chel paras umadai hapartimim uksiv. And it says at the end of the Megillah, l'malchei madai uparas. Second, the beginning of the Megillah, paras is first, and madai is second. And at the end of the Megillah, it's reverse. Amarava asnu, asniu, asnu bahadadi. We had this yesterday. They made an agreement among themselves, Persia and Madai. What was the agreement? If you are the king, then if Rechi, then the governors, the other lower level officials come from our kingdom. And if we're the king, then you're the governors. So they were switching off back and forth. Fine. Next. Baharoso is Osher Kavod Malchuso. When he showed off the Osher of his kingdom, Amar of Yossi Bar Chanina, Malamed Shalavash Big Day Kahuna. It's a raya that Ahasuerus wore the Big Day Kahuna. Rashi says, which you don't know this, Rashi says, Kohen Gadol. Right? It could have been Kohen Hedget. Just Tam Big Day Kahuna. Right? It doesn't say that in the Gemara. The Gemara says Big Day Kahuna. Rashi says, right? Shayabiyado Sham Big Day Kohen Gadol. Shayaviyad Mirushalayim. Okay, which is what we all think anyway. We all think he was a Big Day Kahuna, right? But we don't know that for sure. The Gemara just says Big Day Kahuna. We always think Kohen Gadol. Tiv Hacha Yikar Tiferes Gedula So. Fiksiv Hasam, and it says by the Big Day Kahuna Lichavod Ulusifares. Right. So we're going to have in a few lines that Hashem punished Belshazzar because he used the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, and Hashem gets angry at Achashverosh because he uses the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. What about wearing the Big Day Kahuna? Or the Kuhuna Gedola? What? Nobody doesn't get punished for that. Right, so what's going on? So nobody minded? Hashem doesn't mind that? It's a big halachic discussion. Is there mi'ila by the Big Day Kahuna? It's a big halachic discussion. So not just a hashkafa, not just tagarata. That's a big kasha. Why that wouldn't be a reason for Hashem to get so angry. Yeah?
But then because the wife side, that's punishment for the...
But that was, we said, that was because of the...
Yesterday.
Right.
That wouldn't help out the church.
Right, exactly.
Didn't we hear what the status of Big Day Kahuna is outside the Beis HaMikdash?
Right. We're going to see something very interesting about the tzitz in a minute. So, Ubamalos Hayamim Ha'ela. It says that when the days were filled up, right, so Rav Ushmuel. Chad Omar once says, Melech Pekechaya. Achashverosh was a very wise man. The Chad Amar Melech Tipeshaya, he was a very foolish man. Right, extremes. Manda Amar Melech Pikeachaya, you know why he was smart? Shaper Ovid, he was very smart that he did this. The Kariv Rechika Beresha, first he brought all the far off land to come to the party. Right? He invited everyone from far away. The B'nai Messiah, the B'nai Masya, Kalei Masya B'ai B'faizlu, because his own townspeople in Shushan, them he could always appease. They're there, they live in the same city with him. And then we could always appease. It's to solidify the kingdom, the outlay, the people from far away, from Hodu Vyad Kush, those are the ones you have to get on your side. The ones in the city, you can always make them happy. And the one that says he was foolish, just the opposite. He first should have made sure that the people in his own town were secure. Why? The Imardu Bay Hanach Hadi havi kaimu bahadei. Because if they rebel against him, what chance does he have for the ones far away? Right? If the ones close by don't like him, what about the other ones? They're for sure not going to like him. So if first, make sure the ones in your own town like you. Make sure they're on your side. Then you can go invite the faraway ones. So it's a machlokas in protocol. Okay.
Do we know what he did?
What do you mean what he did?
He started with the outside ones first?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Shalu Talmidav es Rav Shimon bar Yochai. It's the famous Gemara. The Talmidim asked Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Mipnei man is chayvus sonein shal Yisrael sheba osar ador kaliya. Why did the people of that generation deserve destruction? What'd they do? Amalehem. What?
We said Bittul Torah.
No, we said Bittul Torah, but that might have been just a... Bittul Torah comes up a lot in throughout history. I don't know if that's a reason for the destruction so much. Well, we'll get to it in a minute. Amar Amru, Atem Amru Lo, Mipnei Shenenu Misuda Shel Oso Rasha. Because they had Hana from the Suda of that Russia. They went to the party and they had Hana. I have a sefer over here, Elehe Moadai. It's a beautiful sefer. So he has a piece on this topic. And he says, from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that the piyut that we say after the Megillah is, we have a line over there about Haman. V'lo zachar rachme shol. Haman doesn't remember the rachamim of Shol. Shol let Agag, his father, his ancestor, alive. Haman doesn't remember such rachamim that Shol did for him, right? Ki bechem laso al agad nolad oyev. Because with the rachamim of Shol, the oyev Haman was able to be born, and Haman doesn't remember that. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, yes, that's what we're tining on Haman. He wanted to be lishman v'la'ar v'la'ar, but he wanted to kill everybody. We have a tine on him that he didn't have. He didn't recognize the compassion of Shalom Melech. What are we mentioning that for? So he says, Shalapa Amim, sometimes, Yesh Taina al Adam, there's a Taina on a man, begin midosav, with his midos, haros, the bad midos, yosem yetzem achet. Sometimes the midos is worse than the chet. Of course he wanted to kill everybody, but his midos were also horrible. Same thing over here. Maybe you can't pin down a specific aveira that they did at the party. Can't pin down. We're going to have mafarshim. They ate basar b'chalav, and they ate dam. Dam is chayiv kareis. They ate chaylev. Chaylev is chayiv kareis. We're going to try to find reasons why they deserved death.
Didn't they know
that
it was the king?
What? That's what Amshad is. That they were kofar in the geula. They were kofar in the 70 years because they ate from those chaylev. That's what Amshad is. So they're kofar in Hashem. Hashem said 70 years, and what are they doing? They're using the Kalim? That means they're masking that it's not going to come. That's what Wumpshat is, 100%. But we're trying to pull teeth to find reasons why they deserve what happened at that party. We're going to see that the food was kosher, the wine was, everything was kosher. So that's what he's saying. Sometimes the midas are worse than what you actually do. And that's a very, you know, we all know that that's very true. And we all could apply that in our life any way we want. And that's what he suggested. And that's why he says, that's why he's medayik in the words, neneh. Listen, they had to go. They were forced. They had no choice, right? It was pekuach nefesh, shalom for the kingdom. They didn't have to enjoy it. You have to go, right? You have no choice. You have to show your face. You have to enjoy it. There's medayik in the words nene misudas achashverosh. That's what he suggests. Then there are all these. Okay, so all the pshatim that they ate chaylev there and dam and like we said before, they were kofar in the geula ever happening. So for all these reasons, they were worthy of destruction. Im Kain. So if that's true, B'Shushan Yehargu, Shebechol Ha'olam Kulo, Al Yehargu. That should only be to the people of Shushan. Apparently, the Jews, not from Shushan, didn't come to the party. So it's only the B'nai Shushan. So that can't be the reason. Amrulo, Emor Ata, Amalehem, B'nai Sheshtachavu L'Tzelem. They bowed down to the Tselem. What Tselem? Rashi says Nebuchadnezzar. What about the Tselem of Haman? Some say that Haman never had a Tselem. They just wanted you to bow down to Haman himself. Bow down to me, right? Some say he didn't have a Tselem. He just was a big Baal Gaiva. He wanted everybody to bow down to him. That's a big discussion, whether or not most people think he did have a tzelem. Why does Rashi go out of his way to say the Tzalem of Nebuchadnezzar. Moreover, why would this generation be punished for the sin that happened last generation? If it's true, Nebuchadnezzar has been dead for over 50 years. No, 40 years. No, 23 plus 30 years, let's say. So why are they being punished 30 years later for something that they did wrong? There's a big kasha on Rashi. Some say, so the Gemara is going to say, Amr lo, v'chimatza upon him yesh b'davar. So then why did Hashem forgive them? They bowed down to Nebuchadnezzar, so why are they getting forgiven? Why was the gzeirah reverted? Amr lahem, heim lo aser el lefanim. They only did it for outward appearances. Afakadosh Baruch Hu lo aser imam el lefanim. So too, Hashem only, this whole gzeirah was only for outward appearances. It was not serious. V'hayinu d'ksiv, ki lo anam melibo. Right, in the heart, it was there was no bad thoughts. So some say, but what do you mean? You're bowing down to an idol. What do you mean you don't have bad thoughts? So I saw one pirush. First of all, some say there wasn't even an idol. It was just some kind of image, not an image. Yes, it was an image, but it wasn't an avodah zarah per se. It was just an image of Nebuchadnezzar himself. It's not an idol. It's not an avodah zarah. It's just a being recognizing Nebuchadnezzar the king. That might not have the halachic status of an idol. I saw one shot that Nebuchadnezzar put the tzitz on top of that idol. On the forehead of the idol was the tzitz. And when they were bowing down to it, they had kavana for the tzitz. That's not an avera. It doesn't look good. So that's why they deserve destruction, but it was only outwardly, it wasn't inwardly, and that's why they were saved. This is a very difficult Gemara. Because if you think about it, what's going on here? What's going on here? I don't know. I looked and I could not find pshat. First of all, why is it Nebuchadnezzar? What's going on here with the whole all the bowing? I know Michananim Shalom Azariah refused to bow, and they were thrown into the furnace. Mordechai refused to bow, right? So there's a lot of discussion going on here. Okay. What? So some say it wasn't Har Vayavar because it wasn't an avodah zarah. It was just an image of Nebuchadnezzar. He's not a god. He's not a foreign god. He's not a worship of a foreign god.
Why were they punishing except they were?
So that's what he's saying. The whole thing was just outward appearances. They never meant to bow down to Nebuchadnezzar Bechlal. They had no choice. It's not a avodah zarah, right? And I don't know, if someone puts a gun to you and says, I want you to bow down to that chair. That's not an avodah zarah. But he wants me to, so I don't know.
What's that? Let me ask the question the other way. How was Mordechai able to endanger everybody?
But so we said, there's a Tosfos that says that Mordechai could have bowed down. But he didn't want to. Halacha, he could have. It wasn't hard for Yahweh not to bow down.
He could have. If it was that year, he should have.
Right. I don't know. I know.
Maybe Shad, as far as why he's in the book, that says because when Haman dealt that he wasn't worthy of being, Ahasuerus wasn't really worthy of being king walk again, he didn't ask him some.
No, we're gonna have that. We're gonna have that Gemara in a few minutes. Right. Okay. Next, Bachatzar Beis Hamelach, Rav Ushmul, Chara Amar Haroyal Lachatzar Lachatzar. If you're worthy to be in the Chatzar, Achashverosh put you in the Chatzar. Haroyal Lagina. If you're worthy to be in the garden, he put you in the garden. Haroyal Labitzan Labitzan. If you're worthy to be in the palace, he stuck you in the palace. Depending on who you were. The Chara Amar others say no. Hoshivan b'chatzar. First, everybody gathered in the chatzar. V'lo ha'chazikasa. There was no room. The gina v'lo ha'chazikasa. Then he moved into the garden. There was no room. There were so many people. Ah, chechnisan lebisan. He brought everybody into the palace. V'chazikasan. And then everybody had room. B'masnisa tana. Hoshivan b'chatzar. He put everybody in the chatzar. U'pasach lahem shnei p'sachim. But there were two entrances to go in and out. Echad legina v'echad lebisan. Fine. Next. Chur karpasu tzicheles. Those are different kind of tapestries. What is that? My chur. What's chur? Rav amar chari chari. Chari means a hole. Meaning they were woven with holes. They were woven beautiful tapestries woven. Shmuel amar milas levana hitzia lahem. That Rashi says chur is from the word kiver, which means white. The white cushions were laid out for everybody. Karpas. What's karpas? Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina karim shel pasim. Cushions of fine wool. Al galili chesef v'amude sheish mitoz zahav v'chesef. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, haroyal l'chesef l'chesef. If you're worthy of sitting on gold, you sat on gold. Haroyal l'zav l'zav. And if you're worthy of sitting on silver, on silver. If you're worthy of sitting on gold, on gold. Amalor Rav Nechem, yim kena tamatel kena besuda. So people are going to be jealous. Why are you sitting on a gold and I'm only on a silver one? So some say, how come we didn't say that before? Some are in the palace and some are out in the courtyard. So the answer is no, because if you're in the courtyard, you don't even know what's going on in the palace. You're drunk over there. You don't know that there's something inside, right? So it didn't bother you. But if I'm here, my guy next to me has a better... That could cause kinna. So, Ella, no. So the pshat is as follows. Heim shel kesef, right, that everybody had a silver chair, for aglayin shel zav. But the gold was on the feet, the legs of the chairs were made out of gold. So the Gros says, unbelievable fart. He says, why do we need to know the lavishness of all this party? What do we need to know that for? For what reason? We got a whole kasha. Why is the whole party mentioned? But fine, it's mentioned. Why do we need to know the lavishness? So the Gros says, because there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says that a Shah Achas Ba'olam Hazeh, it has more Nachas Ruach than the whole life in Olam Haba. One Shah Olam Haba has more Nachas than the whole life in Olam Hazeh. You hear this? 1 hour in Olam Haba is worth more than all of Olam Hazeh. What kind of Olam Hazeh? Poor, poverty, right, crusty bread, right, dirty. No, not that kind of life. Like this kind of life. Like the party. The most lavish party, still nothing compared to Olam Haba. That's why we want to tell you how lavish sometimes life could be. It's still worth more being in Olam Haba. Still better. Right? Still better. Others say, it's a more practical error. Chaim Kanievsky says, the reason why all this lavishness is mentioned is because to get Vashti to come. We have to get Vashti there. So how are we going to get Vashti there? Right? Because it was so lavish, and everyone's so drunk, and the whole cheshbon, the Vashti, it's all with a purpose. It's not just for a Musar, it's the Gra, but there's a practical reason why all this lavish was mentioned, to get Vashti to show up. Okay, where are we up to? Next. Bahat Vashesh, what's Bahat Vashesh? Different kind of jewels. Amar of Asi Avanim Shemes Chototos Al Baalehem. It's jewels that people desire and look for, and they can't find them. That's what it means. Zechenu Omer Avnei Nezer, the glorious Avanim, the precious stones. Misnosisos Alad Maso. People are looking for them in the land. Unbelievable! Like, wow, where'd you get that from? Dar V'dar V'Sochares. One of the more things. Rav Amar Dori. They were like concentric circles of precious diamonds in the floor. Shmuel Amar Evan Tova Yesh Bechrachi Hayam. There's one beautiful gem that's found overseas. Vidara Shema, and the name of it is Dara. That's why it's called Vidar. Hoshiva Beemsa Suda. They put it in the middle of the Suda. Omeir Lehem Kitzaharayim, and it lit up like it was the middle of the day, similar to the Teva. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana. Someone said it's the same stone from the Teva. That's what I saw. Someone said that. The same stone. What they had in the table, what Noah had, this is that stone. Tana Shikara Dror B'chol L'chol Ba'alei Sechora. Others say because it was called free for all the workers. Anyone that had Sechora, this was able to free them up. Okay. Vashkos B'chlei Zahav V'keilim Mekeilim Shonim. Right, everyone drank from Klei Zahav, and Kalim repeats itself, shown him different. Right? We the Baal Kori says this pasuk in the Tune of Eicha, because it's an allusion to the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. So, but before the Gemara gets to that answer, the Gemara says, Mishunim Miboyalei. It should have said different ones. Why does it mean Shonim? Shonim means to repeat. So, Amarava, Yotzah Baskel of Amalem, Rishonim, the early people, meaning Belshazzar, Kalim of Nei Kalim. They were destroyed for these Kalim. They were destroyed because they used these Kalim. V'atem shown him, and you're repeating the mistake? Didn't you learn from Belshazzar? He took out those Kalim and he was killed that night. He's taking out the same Kalim. V'yei Malchus. What does it mean, V'yei Malchus? Rav Amar. Rav Amar Rav? Oh, V'yei Malchus Rav. I'm sorry. Amar Rav. Malam Echolechad V'yechad Eshkiu Yai and Godel Hamenu Bishanim. Amazing. However old you were, they gave you wine that was older than you. It's amazing. However old you were, they had wine better than you. Older than you. Unbelievable lavishness. V'hashisiyo chados ein ones. My chados. What does it mean, chados? Chados means like following the law. Amar chana mishem remeir. Kedosh shel Torah. No, everything was kahalacha. In what respect? In the following respect. Ma'adas shel Torah achila mubi mishtia. Just like in the Torah. There's more eating than drinking. Rashi says, when it comes to karbanos, the amount of flour that you put on a karban is always more than the amount of wine. The proportions are always, there's always much more flour being put on a carbon than wine. The achil is much more than the shtia. Af sudasa shel otsa rasha achila mruva mishtia. So too, there was more food than drink. You would think just the opposite. There was nothing there but wine. Not true. There was more food there than drink. Ein ones. What does it mean, ein ones? Amar abalazam b'lami chikolecha v'yechad hishkeo miyayin medinaso. Everybody ate the wine of their own country. Because you drink wine from that you never had before, it could make you a little, you know, not tipsy, but whatever, it might not agree with you. So they gave everybody had wine that they agreed with. It was the best way to get drunk. Lasos kirton ish v'ish, right? They sent out a proclamation that everyone's the king of his own castle. Listen to this. Amar Rava. Lasos kirton, I'm sorry, we'll get to that in a minute. Lasos kirton ish v'ish, the party was overseen by two people. Lasos kirton ish v'ish. Amar Rava, lasos kirton Mordechai v'Haman. Mordechai dekzev ish Yehudi. Haman ish tsar v'oyev. What does that mean? Mordechai was at the party. Mordechai told everyone not to go to the party. So some said he was there to make sure that all the wine was kosher, and that if they were cooking food, a Jew would throw in the first wood. So it was all Bishol Yisrael. And, well, he was a Mashgiach, exactly. He was the Mashgiach at the party. And Haman was there for the exact opposite reason. Gam Vashti Amalka Asaza Meshtei Nashim, Beis Hamalchus, Beis Hanashim Yiboyle. It's just in the house of the women. Why does it base Malchus? Amar Rava, Shneim L'dvar Aveva Niskavnu. It's alluding to the fact that they both had the same kavanas to ruin the Jewish people. Hainu the Amri Inchi, Ihu Bakari, that he was with her like a big vegetable, V'itzei Bibutzini. And his wife was with a small vegetable. Right? Meaning they had one intention to ruin the Jewish people. So if that's true, why did she refuse to come? The Gemara will say that. Everybody knows the story. It's famous Gemara. The Yom Hashvi on the seventh day, Ketov Lev Hamelech Bayayin, Atu Ad Hashta Lo Tov Libei Bechamra. What, until the seventh day they weren't full of wine? What happened? What was different on the seventh day? So Amar Rava, no. Yom Hashvi Shabbos Haya. That was Shabbos. And it's alluding to the fact that She Yisrael Ochlin Veshosin, when Jews eat and get drunk, Maschilin B'divrei Torah U'B'divrei Sishbachos. What happens when a Jew gets drunk? He doesn't utter profanities. He utters Torah, Shiros, Shbachos, right? But Aval Ovde Kachavim Shaochlin V'Shosin Ein Mastil El Divrei Tiflus. When a guy gets drunk, he only utters Tiflus, silliness, debauchery, and all these types of things. V'Chein V'Sudasa Shal Osha Rasha Halol Omrim Madios Nos. Some the people from Madai would say the Madai women are the prettiest. Halol Omrim Parsios Nos. No, the Persians are the prettiest. But my wife is ena lo modai v'lo parsi ela kasdi. She's one of the kasdiim. She's one of the Babylonians. I saw. I don't know what this means. That where the word kasdiim? Where are the kasdiim from? What? Right. Or kasdim. What's or kasdim? So there's one of the children there is kesed in parshas. I don't know chayithara. So kesed. So some said that the kasdiim are not one of the 70 nations. They didn't even make the cut. Like not even a nation, they're not from the 70 nations, and yet they rose to power. Anyway, Ritzon Chel Larosa, you want to see this Vashti, my wife, Amrulo in yes, Ubalvad Shetehe Aruma, as long as she is naked. So then what happened? Shemimida Shada Modeid Ba, the measure that you dish out, Modeid Lo, Hashem dishes out to you. Malameg, you see from here, Shaisa Vashti Harasha Mevia Benos Yisrael Umafshitan Arumos. She used to take Jewish girls, make them stand naked, and make them do malacha on Shabbos. How many Shabbosos did she do this? So the Yalkut Anshei Shem says something amazing. He says, if you think about it, it's 127 Shabbosos. Right? So it was 2 years, and according to the Jewish calendar, 354 days. So that'll give you, it's 100. 2 years is 100. Not really exactly 100, but let's say it's 100. And then another 180 days is another 25, right? And maybe it's really 126. It's an extra one. And plus this day was Shabbos. It's 127. So for 127 Shabbosos, he said that's part of the allusion to the 127. For 127 Shabbosos, she was Mazal Zal Shabbos. She was able to do it. And then she got it back. She lost 127 countries. Hainu Detziv, Achad Rabba Eila, Keshoch, Hamas, Hamelech Achashverosh, when Achashverosh calmed down after he had her killed, Zochar is Vashti, Vies Hasher Asasa, he remembered Vashti and everything that she did. What'd she do? She didn't do anything. She refused to come. She didn't do anything. Right? She refused to show up. What'd she do?
Maybe he remembered it wasn't so bad.
Well, no, so he remembered how she was Mezazel Shabbos. That's what the Gemara is saying. She remembered how she was Mezazel Shabbos. Vesasher Nigzar Aleha, right, that he was gozer on her. Kishayim Sha'asasa, just what she did, meaning she was Mezazel Shabbos. Kach Nigzar Aleha. So too, it was, she got it back. Right.
So good.
Exactly. Vatimo en Hamalka Vashti, and Vashti refused to come to Achashverosh. So Michdi, Pirtza Sahava. She wasn't a Tanua. She was a very immoral woman. The Amar Mar, Shtem Dvar Verinus Gavnu. They both had the same kavanas. So my time aloha says, so why didn't she come? She was so interested in debauch. Why didn't she come? So Amar Vasi Bar Chanina Malah Meit Sheparcha Bat Saras. She got Saras. Masnisa Tana Ba Gavriel V'Asa La Zanov. Gavriel came and gave her a tail. Famous, everyone knows that famous Gemara. Vashi had a tail. It's right here. It's the Megillah Daf Yud Beis.
In brackets.
In brackets, right. I don't know why it's in brackets. But every kid knows this Gemara. It's not a child. The Girsa, everybody knows this Gemara. Now, Rechaim Kadeski points out that she's going to, now it says over here, Vayiksef HaMelech Ma'od, the king got very angry. So, Amai Dolka Bekulahai, why did he get so angry? So, Amar Rava, Shalchalei Bar Aharurie Da'aba. She sent back to him, you're the stable boy of my father. You're nothing. So, we said yesterday that we weren't sure, what was Achashverosh's lineage? There's a machlokas. Some say he was Taka, the son of a king. So, he was Dayavash's son. So, even if he was, she's telling him, that's how you're acting. You acted like some stable boy. Why? Even if it's not true. It could be it was true. Abba, lekabel alfa chamori v'shasi v'lo radi. Rabbi, my father, he was able to drink 1,000, he could drink like 1,000 men, and he wouldn't get drunk. Right? That could be an exaggeration. He could hold his own. Vahu gavra, ishtati b'chami. You're really so drunk. So Chai Kadevsky says, what'd she say that for? Because, so what he says is, the reason why she said that is because had he come by himself to escort her, he would have seen what happened. She would show him, listen, I can't come. Look what happened to me. I got a tail, I have tzaraas. It's embarrassing. But he wouldn't even do that. He sent his men. She's not telling the men. So she had no choice. She had to resort to this. She had to give it to him because he was being so inconsiderate. That's what he says. Miyad, right away, v'chamaso vara vo. His anger swelled up in him.
Didn't she refuse before she sent
him to him? No, so this happened. She was ready to go. She was going to go. They made an agreement. When he called her, she's going to come.
No, didn't she want to go because she knew the only reason why she was going was because he wanted to show her off?
No, she didn't mind that. She didn't mind being shown off. That's what the Gemara said. She didn't mind.
Because
the only thing she minded was that she had a tail.
No, because what the Gemara just said, that she said, you're just a stable boy. This, why should I show off to you?
So that's what Chaim Kadevsky says. She was angry that he didn't show up himself. Had he showed up, she wouldn't have said that to him. She would have said, "Listen, I'd love to come. We have a whole plan how we're gonna make a big orgy. I'd love to be involved in that and ruin the Jewish people. But look at me, I can't come." But since he didn't come, she couldn't say it to the men, so she had to rank him out. So I just heard that there's a medrash that says that human beings were also supposed to be created with a tail, but Kavod Abrios, that we shouldn't feel so connected to the Adama, right? Because man is a very strange creature. On some level, they're connected to animals. They're like animals. They eat and drink and have children and die. And in some ways, they're connected to Malachim, right? They're connected to Malachim. They learn and they're spiritual. So to make us more in the middle, Hashem took the tail away. So they say that Vashti went back to her animalistic roots, and therefore she got a tail. That's all, up there in the upper world.
It says here, Marsha says it wasn't a tail, it just was an extension of the body.
Right, so what does that mean? I saw that, Marsha.
Well, it could be.
What does that mean? Zanov means a tail. It doesn't say what the Marsha says. It doesn't say ukits. Right? Ukits is some kind of, right, like a stem. Right? The ukits on the esrog. It doesn't say that. It says a Zanov. It says a tail. Right? So Ahasuerus consulted the Chacham. Who are the Chachamim? Man Chachamim. Rabbanan. The Rabbanan. Yodei Ha'itim. Shiyodim La'avar Shanim V'Lefol Chadashim. Right? The Bnei Yisachar, that they're the ones who are experts in Chachma and Bina. So he asked them, What should I do? So Amalahu, Dayoni Li Amru Hechi Nevin. Ahasuerus wants us to decide what the fate of Vashti should be. If we say that she should be killed, lemachar pasik lechamre, in the morning when he's not drunk anymore, uboile minon neimale shavka, and then he's going to realize that she's no longer around, he's going to kill us. But I'm sorry, neimale, but shavka, we should leave her alone. Kamezalzale b'malchusa, but she was mezalzal the king. So they didn't want to answer. They didn't want to pass him. Amrulo, miyom shachar beitz hamikdash v'galil ma'atenu nitla eitzim menu. We have no more eitzim. We can't decide these big questions. Ve'ein anu yodin ladon dinin nefashos. We can't decide what to do. Zil go l'gavi Amon u'moav. Go to Amon u'moav. Some take out Moav because some take out Amon because Amcher was mabalbal Amon. Go to Moav. They're smart. Diyasvi biduch sayhu kechamer diyasev al durdaya. They sit with judgment like wine sits. They have clarity. Go to them. The time of Amrulei Dixiv, there's a pasuk that says that Shan and Moav ben Arua v'Shoket Huel Shmorav v'Lahurak mikli al kli v'Bagol lohalach alkin amad taimo bo v'Reach lanomar. Right. Go to them. They don't have any cloudy judgment. They're very clear thinkers. Biad v'Akarv Elof. He called to him Karshan Hashetzar Admasa Sarshish. He called his advisors. Amr of Levi kol pasuk zeh al shum karbonos nemar. All these were said regarding the karbanos. How? Karshana, Amru Malchi Hashar Sofdei Kadosh Baruch Hu. We born in Shalom. Kula Mekriva Lefanecha Karim Bnei Shana Kederach Shekriva Yisrael Lefanecha. Do any other nations bring that? Right? Karshana is a play on the words of Kar Shnei, two oxen. Do anyone bring Karim Tamar like the Jews? Shesar Kulam. What?
Karim Bnei Shana.
Right. Meaning that's how old they are. They're 1 year old. Anyone do that? Does anyone bring two birds for you as kabanos? Admasa, kulam bana lefanecha mizbeach adama. Does anyone have a mizbeach adama? Tarshish, kulam sheyim shul lefanecha bigde kahuna dixiv bay. Tarshish v'shoham v'yashvei. Anyone do that? Anyone have bigde kahuna except for the Jews? Maris, kulam mirsu badam. Does anybody else stir the blood lefanecha before you? Anyone else do that? Marzana, kulam mirsu b'menachos. Does anyone stir menachos for you? No. Lefanecha, mamuchad, kulam ha'ichinu shulchan lefanecha. Does anyone have the table set before you like the Jews do? For sure not. Some say these were his advisors that we said yesterday that Ahasuerus had stopped the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash. So the Malachi Hasharis was saying these are the ones. Karshana, he stopped the tamid. Shesar, he stopped the bird. They all stopped it. You letting them get away with it, Hashem? They're the ones. They're all the advisors. Same people. That's what the Kabbalists are doing here. They're the ones who stopped it all. When Ahasuerus stopped it, it's all these people. All these advisors. And Mamuchan spoke up. Tana, Mamuchan zeh Haman. Mamuchan is Haman. Why is he called Mamuchan? Shemuchan leperonos. Because he's Muchan for Peronos. Okay, we have to do a few more lines, and then we have to do an unbelievable Tosfos. Amar of Kahana, Mikan, Shahed Yokofetz Barosh. The head yod, he's mentioned last. He was the last advisor, and he's the one who speaks up first. Leos, right? He's the one who speaks up first. So after they killed Vashti, they made a takana that Leos kol ish soer breveso. Every man is the king of his house. He's the ruler of the house. Amar Rava, El Mola Igeris Harishonos. If not for this Igeris that was sent out to the whole world, no Jew would have survived. Why? Amri, my high the Shadulon Leos Kolish Serva Beso. What is wrong with that man, that king? He sends out a proclamation, every man is the king of his house. That's a joke. Pshita, Afilu Karka Bebese, Parsha Dachaluhu Lahavi. Even the little cobbler, the little weaver is the ruler of his own house. What's that madman sending out? The ridiculous. By the way, I'm trying to inform everybody that every man is the master of the house. What is that? Rashi says, had that not been said, so what happened? When that was sent out, what a crazy, crazy king. So when he sent out this gezeirah against the Jews, another crazy thing's being sent. Rashi says, if not for that, think about it. Nobody likes the Jews. Nobody's a friend. Nobody's interested in them. They said that a proclamation. Everybody has to wait till the 13th of Adar. Rashi says, who's going to wait? Kill the Jews? They don't wait. They grab the weapons and they go run. It's Jesus. They wouldn't have waited. Till then, till Yud Gimel Adar, you have to keep quiet. You have to sit and wait. Rashi says, nobody's going to wait. He's a crazy man. He says out crazy things. So nobody was interested. Another crazy thing he sent. Right? Hey, he sends crazy things all the time, this man. He's a crazy man. They weren't interested in that, and they weren't interested in that. And that's how the Jews were saved. So Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, says something amazing. He says, Mamuchan, Yesh Midrash, Shahayu Daniel. He was really Daniel. Mamuchan was Daniel. Listen to this. Ulafi Shahayu Nasi L'Sharvet Shahayu Tzigadolim Imenu, since he was married to a woman who was stronger than him, Shalohaya Yachal Lakofa L'Davar Kaloshono, she wouldn't let him speak Hebrew. Therefore, Yoetz Lassos came. He sent out a proclamation. Listen, let's send out that all the men are in charge of the house. So because Nebuch, Daniel couldn't speak Lashon Kodesh. So Chaim Kanievsky says, so why wasn't he married to a Jew? He says, because first of all, we know Daniel was a Sris. So he wasn't allowed to marry a Jew. The only person he could marry was a Gioris. So he married a Persian woman. She was a Gioris. But she wouldn't let him, she still had leanings toward her past life, and she wouldn't let him speak Hebrew. And he was very mocking. He didn't want to speak these languages full of tumah. So he orchestrated this proclamation to be sent out. So that was fascinating. Anyway, v'yifkod ha-melech pekidim, they sent out pekidim. Amar Rav, they sent out pekidim to find a new wife, to have a contest. Amar Rav, ma'idiv kol orim yase b'das, the smart one works with das, uksil yafrish yivelas, and the fool works with foolishness. Kol orim yase b'das, they're David. That's David. David worked with das. Why? Because it says, for yomulo avodav, yivakshu ladoni hamelech naira basula. They were looking for a naira basula to help David stay healthy when he was very old. So kol man dahavile brate, aizu nahale. Whoever had a daughter would send, because they knew that David was going to pick one, and they wanted to be the one. But over here, uksil yifarish yiveleth, the fool is foolish, zachash verosh, dechsiv yafkir emelech pekidim. So kol man dahavile brata, it marmine. Whoever had a daughter, hid the daughter. Why? Because Rashi explained, Achashverosh was going to sleep with each one of them. And then he's only picking one. He's only picking one, so you're being mezalzel every single girl. So nobody wanted that. So everybody hid their daughters. It wasn't just Mordechai who hid Esther. They all hid them. Everybody did. It's madness. Next. Ish Yehudi Hoya B'Shushan Habira. Ish Yemini, Mike Amar. Why are you telling me that he was from Binyamin? If it's to tell me his yichos, so for Ozla Binyamin, so go all the way back to Binyamin. Ella, rather, Maishnahani Tana Kulan Al Shemo. So why are all these names mentioned? So they're mentioned for other reasons, because these names, by the way, don't go in order, right? In other words, Mordechai's father wasn't Yoyer Ben Shit. It doesn't go back in order. There's like generations that are skipped. Why? Because alluding to other members. Nikru Ben Yoyer Ben Sheheri Neim Shal Yisrael B'Tfila. He lit up the Jewish people with davening. Ben Shimi, Ben Sheshama El Tfiloso, that he caused Hashem to hear our Tfilos. Ben Kish, Shehekish Al Shari Racham, he was able to knock on the Shari Rachamim, Veniftechulo, and the doors were open for him. Kari Le Yehudi, Alma, Mi Yehudi Kasi, Mi Yehuda Kasi, he's called Yehudi, so you see he's a Jew, he's from Yehuda. The Kari Le Yemini, Alma Bi Binyamin Kasi, he comes from Binyamin. Amr of Nachman, Mordechai Mivechusar Bini Muso Haya. It doesn't mean that he was a Yehudi from the Shevet Yehuda, but what it means is, it's like a title, like a Jew, like it's a title, it's a special title that was given to him. That's one shot. Amr Abba Rabba Chana, Amr Beshua Ben Levi. No, Av Mi Binyamin V'Imo Mi Yehuda. His father was from Binyamin, and his mother was from Yehuda. And that's why he was called, that's why he's mentioned as both. So Rabbi Waxman said, I heard on the tape, Rabbi Waxman said that Haman thought that he was very smart, because we know that there's Midrashim that say that only a Ben Rachel will be able to kill Amalek, which is why Yehoshua goes and fights that war. Only a Ben Rachel. But all the other nations has to be a Ben Leah. That's the Midrash that says that. So Haman said, look at this. My father is Agag, but he was the only Amaleki left. So who was my mother, the wife that he took, Agag, that night? From another nation. So I can't be killed. Because I'm half Amaleki, and I'm half someone else. So who's going to kill me? Can't be a Ben Rachel. It can't be a Ben Leah. Come safe. So no, Mordechai's both. Mordechai is also both. He's a Ben Rachel and he's a Ben Leah. He's from Ish Yehudi and he's from Ish Binyamin. So that's why it's Bedafka mentioned here in the Pasuk. For Rabbanan Ami, and the Rabbanan say, Thirpshat, Mishpachas, Mizgoros, Zubazu. That the families were fighting. Mishpachas, Yehuda, Omeres, Anab Gorim. We, Dimisyalid, Mordechai. We were the ones that caused Mordechai to be born. Why? The Lokatle David, Lusheri Ben Gera. Because David didn't kill Shimi Ben Gera. And he was able to produce Mordechai. Mishpachas Binyamin Amar, no, Minoi Kaasi. He comes from us, Lamaisi, he's a shaven from Binyamin. Okay, so we'll stop over here. I apologize. I was ill yesterday and it was very difficult to prepare, but Baruch Hashem, hopefully we got something out of it, and Mirza Hashem, the Rav will be back tomorrow, and we continue on in the Sechtes Megillah. Everybody have a good day.
Oh, yeah.